we draw strength off of our testimonies. Each and every one of you in this room have a story. Each and every one of you have a testimony. Before I get started in the preparation for tonight, actually my biological son is here tonight, and he's been asked this next weekend to share his testimony. He never has. Well, Wyatt Mullinetz taught me one time to be prepared, whether you're going in drug court, whether you're going in hope court, wherever you're going, he told us to write it out and then come into this Arby's meeting we do at 7 a.m. on Wednesday mornings and give it to the team. So tonight I'm going to throw him under the bus. Gabriel, come on up, bud. This is my son, Gabriel Cooper. And scripturally, so you know, it just isn't a proud daddy moment. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Huh?
Can we record it?
Yeah, record it. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Dude, I'll take this one to every single family event we ever have.
I figured. All right. Well, as you know, my name's Gabriel, and this is my testimony. In my life, I've heard the truth will set you free. Then and now, I've had a different view on things in life in general. You may know my name, and some may know a little about me. Some may know my strengths. Some may know my weaknesses. Truth is, I really didn't know who I was. I was lost. I hadn't always been lost. There was a time when I was young that I believed in God, and I'd had a relationship of sorts, but it wasn't anything really tangible. Along came the pain train and derailed any further growth. I began using drugs and alcohol as early as I can remember. I was numb myself against the pain of abandonment and abuse. Drugs, sin helped just get me through it. I let this lead my life and my choices. The darkness grew and the lack of light in my life, and it kept growing until it swallowed everything around me, even what I loved more than anything, my family. Well, if that statement was true, the truth will set you free, then what was I to do? I mean, I was the type that whenever I was in a bad spot, I would pray. I mean, come on, who hasn't prayed? Come on, God, just please let me out. I promise I won't do it again. That type of prayer, you know, I was praying to him more like Santa Claus, you know, give me this and, you know, I don't got to give anything up. Those were hollow lies, and I begged and pleaded. What made this time any different? What was the different? Me. Someone close to me, who I looked up to and walked by faith, said to me, in order for you to receive forgiveness, you must be ready to truly forgive those who have hurt you. For he himself had forgiven me many times, often when I had felt unworthy myself. He informed me that God has a different plan for me, and all I had to do was follow his call, walk in faith. I knew deep down that I needed God, and I was willing to open the door for him. Thank the Lord for being so patient. So I knelt right there on rock bottom, and I surrendered myself to him. I let go of my will for his and waited for an answer. But when would he answer? What would he say? I just kept listening. I kept an open mind, and then it happened. The message was loud and clear. He simply said, you are your father's son. Poof. Mind blown. I didn't have a relationship with either of my fathers, especially right then. I had written them both out of my story. I had decided to find my father, and when I'd looked on the internet, all I could find was a death certificate. Wow. He was gone. Never even had a chance to fight, talk, or run a good race. Nothing. No apologies. No forgiveness. Then a picture came up of my dad. What? He was gone, I thought. And here he was, ministry called Misfits, Chaplain Donnie Foster, a.k.a. Donald Cooper, my dad. I took my first baby steps and reached out, not knowing anything about faith. I was, you know, blind as well as faith is blind. The response was immediate. Now what? I was half expecting him not to respond, to tell you the truth. I mean, it had been a long, long time. A choice needed to be made. There had been a major tear in our relationship. Now what was I to do? Reconnecting with him would mean I would have to make up the main reason I had problems. He was because maybe it was easy to blame him for all the stuff bad in my life. The reason I had problems. But a choice needed to be made. I opened up my mind, my heart, and my soul again. If I was being serious about this, I had to give it a chance. Taking a step of faith, I asked my dad if he could help me out of the situation I was in. He said it would be his pleasure. My first thought was, we'll see about that. I took another step in faith and left everything behind except for one bag of clothes for each of the two adults, two dogs, one teenager, and one baby. We hopped in the truck and we drove across the country, the entire time not knowing what to expect when we arrived. I just believed that if I just had faith, things would be fine. I had to prepare for the unknown and found myself once again fighting that gut-wrenching fear. I was going to come face to face with my biggest demon. And what would I do to save it? It was nothing to choose this to do for my family. A lot goes into a person's mind when forgiveness is involved. Can you forgive someone who's hurt you deeply? The God Almighty says we must, but how? I mean, the God has forgiven us of all of our sins. He gave us our Son so that it was so. I took a moment to reflect. Sure, my dad had left me when I needed him, but he was also here for me now when it was so critical. So I knew that what had to be done. I gave it to God in hopes that what I was experiencing was His will. My own will was so broken it didn't exist anymore. Wow. You don't even know how good it felt. And now I was experiencing freedom. Deep down inside, the light had come on. Isaiah 9:2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in a land in deep darkness. Of deep darkness, a light has dawned. As I learned more about the truth, the more the darkness began to fade. Slowly at first, it began to fade, but then it had begun to fade. Forgiveness is the seed that God planted in me, and I started to nurture that seed, and it has flourished. As I pressed into Him, He has welcomed me with open arms. Today, I am truly blessed. If someone were to ask me who I am now, my answer is a simple one. I am my Father's Son, Gabriel Lee Cooper, and I am a child of God. Amen.